USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
She's a yes. Senator Lisa Murkowski says she'll vote to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court Monday when the nomination comes to the Senate floor. The Alaska Republican had previously said she didn't believe the Senate should take up a Supreme Court nomination so close to the election. Murkowski's announcement all but guarantees that Judge Barrett will be confirmed with a party-line vote, something that doesn't bother Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. He tells Fox News that Republicans have few problems voting for a nominee from the other party.
I think Democrats feel a little more comfortable being very, very partisan about it as opposed to Republicans, because Sotomayor and Kagan got a lot of Republican votes when we had a Democrat president, and even some of those times we had a Democrat Senate.
This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Why are illegal immigrant families not claiming kids in U.S. custody?
The Department of Homeland Security is responding to a report released by NPR alleging the agency is not doing enough to find families of minors separated from adults while trying to cross into the U.S. illegally. The policy of separating adults from kids began during the Obama administration, and President Trump ordered a no-tolerance enforcement of that policy at the U.S.-Mexico border. DHS spokesman Chase Jennings clarifies, for example, that out of the parents of 485 children whom plaintiff's counsel is able to contact, they've yet to ID a single family that wants their child reunited with them in their country of origin, possibly meaning they're getting better care in U.S. custody than their families can provide. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
A Navy training plane crashed Friday in Alabama, killing both people aboard. The plane took off from Florida and crashed southeast of Mobile. Navy officials have not yet identified those killed in the crash. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
As Washington debates another round of coronavirus stimulus, small businesses say they can't wait much longer. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
As Democrats and Republicans try to work out a new stimulus plan, one part of the plan that seemingly does have bipartisan support is the popular Paycheck Protection Program. The program loans money to small businesses at a 1% interest rate. Nick Bogaz is a restaurant owner in Pennsylvania. He tells Fox News Washington needs to do something to authorize more PPP funds.
It's a matter of closing the doors or staying open, and we can't wait for them to take a two-week break. We need it now. And for round one and two of the PPP loans, we need a streamlined forgiveness process to preserve money and time for operators, along with ensuring businesses the ability to deduct business expenses that they paid with the PPP. Without this relief, millions of businesses will face tremendous tax liabilities.
Poland's president is in quarantine after testing positive for the coronavirus. Andrzej Duda announced Saturday he was asymptomatic and apologized to people he'd recently come into contact with, who will now also have to quarantine. That includes tennis player Iga Świątek, who won the French Open earlier this month and had state honors bestowed upon her by Duda on Friday. She says she will also go into quarantine. Poland is one of a number of European countries seeing an increase in COVID cases over the last several weeks. The country added more than 13,000 new cases on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.